Chapter 11, November. Fuck, Styles seethed, running a hand through his hair. He left it there on top of his head and exhaled harshly, his eyes squeezed shut. Derek looked up from his phone and frowned at him.
What?
He asked, and Styles glared at him. I'm pissed. We missed our flight and we have 3 fucking hours to kill. Now it's going to be late by the time we finally get there. And we won't have any time to do anything. Styles ended his little rant with a huff, and Derek sighed. Their flight to Honolulu was delayed, and as a consequence, they missed their connecting flight to Kauai. Derek only knew that they were going to Kauai because he shamelessly used his strength over Styles to steal their boarding passes from him while they were in the car on the way to LAX.
It's gonna be fine, Derek said,
tugging Styles by the sleeve down to the cluster of seats that they'd commandeered in the corner of the airport near their gate.
At least they had seats on the next flight. We don't have to spend the night here or anything.
I know, he said, deflating as he slumped into one of the chairs. I'm just grumpy, and feeling guilty for feeling grumpy, because we're on vacation. You shouldn't see me grumpy anyway. Derek snorted.
And why not?
Because, Styles said, his voice muffled from where his hands were folded over his face. It's still early in our relationship. I'm supposed to be faultless. Derek laughed for a second, until he realized that Styles appeared to actually be serious.
Wait, really?
I mean, kinda, he said, with a shrug that seemed like it was trying too hard to look casual. I don't know, I'm just in a weird mood right now.
Well, I almost broke up with you a while back because I had a bad game, so I'm not exactly on my high horse here.
Styles dropped his hands and gave him a squinty look. Oh, right. You're pretty flawed, too. Derek rolled his eyes.
Be grumpy, he said.
He'd prefer to kiss Styles, or at least wrap an arm around his shoulders. But he settled for bumping their knees together.
My love for you isn't conditional on you being in a perfect mood all the time. Promise. That's not what relationships are about.
I know, he said with a sigh, cracking his neck. Since when did you get all wise about relationships?
I'm trying out that whole high horse thing. It's a nice view from up here.
Oh, shut up, Styles said, shoving at Derek's shoulder. He was laughing, though, so Derek must have made a little progress at cheering him up. Dick.
You love me when I'm a dick,
he countered, and Styles acquiesced with a little head bob.
True. What's up with you anyway? You've been antsy ever since we left this morning.
Nervous about the book, he admitted finally. I won't complain about the others being successful, but that just puts more pressure on this one, you know? And I normally get more time in between, but now I have to start worrying about the whole movie thing. Which I've barely even started thinking about. Derek dared to reach out and lay his hand on Styles' knee for a second, squeezing.
Everything's gonna be fine, I promise. He grimaced. That was just about the most trite, useless advice of all time,
but Styles was gnawing at his thumbnail and didn't appear to be listening to him anyway. I mean, what if the new book is total shit?
It was not shit, Derek said.
He could say that with confidence, because after a not inconsequential amount of begging, Styles had finally let him read the final draft.
Not that my opinion is...
Your opinion is very important, stop it, Styles said, touching his hand for just a second. This happened after I turned in the other books, too. Just, you know, plagued with crippling self-doubt for a little while. Totes normal.
I'm sorry. You want a Xanax?
Styles made a face. No, I'm just stressed, not panicking.
Then how about a beer? There's got to be a bar in here somewhere.
Yes, he said gratefully. Let's do that. I need to get into the vacation mood. Derek's phone started buzzing against his thigh, and he lifted his hips to slide it out of his pocket.
This is Laura. I should take it, he said. You want to go find a place and I'll catch up?
Yeah, sure, I'll text you. Styles said, slinging his messenger bag over his shoulder.
He looked around before making a kissy face, and Derek snorted. He watched Stiles walk away until he lost him in the crowd, then found a place to sit in the corner, leaning against the window edge. His phone had stopped ringing by then, so he thumbed Laura's name and called her back.
"Hey, bro,"
she answered immediately.
"Hey, sorry I missed you. What's up?"
"Just wanted to talk to the lovebirds before you descend into some sort of weird sex haze for the next week."
Derek rolled his eyes.
"It won't be a weird sex haze. Are you saying that you want details?"
he asked sweetly, and she let out a little screech. He smirked.
"Gross! Did you ever find out where you're going?"
"Yeah, Kauai," he said,
and she made an appreciative noise.
"Nice. So, when are you gonna come out?"
Derek gritted his teeth, his relaxation slowly slipping away.
"Jesus Christ, Laura. I don't know. The season just ended. Give me a little time."
"Have you and Stiles talked about it?"
He sighed and considered the idea of lying to her before almost immediately dismissing it.
"No," he admitted. "We haven't."
Laura hummed. Derek waited for her to say something else, but the other side of the phone was quiet.
"What?"
he finally asked, irritable.
"What does that mean?
"It's nice that he's not pressuring you."
Derek sighed. Talking about him coming out was their elephant in the room. Stiles knew that Derek had told the front office that the Dodgers had a plan in place that would go into effect if, when, he came out. But they hadn't really discussed anything beyond that. Stiles had no idea how stressed and conflicted Derek was feeling about it. Well, he probably did because he was a smart guy. But they certainly weren't talking about it.
"I know," he said finally. "No one is."
"Do you want someone to pressure you?"
she asked, as shrewd as ever. And Derek sighed again.
"No. I don't know."
"Why don't you want to talk to him about it?"
Derek shrugged, forgetting that she couldn't see him.
"I'm afraid that he'll be disappointed in me. That I'm not ready to just do it already. That he'll think it's because I'm ashamed of him or something."
Laura made a disapproving noise.
"I'm sure he's not thinking about it like that. You should talk to him."
"I know," he said, mulish and whiny, like he only got when he was talking to his older sister. "But he's stressed with his own stuff. I don't want to bother him."
"You guys are on vacation. You have literally nothing to do besides have sex and talk to each other."
"Yeah, well, maybe we'll just spend a lot of time having sex," he said flippantly, and she groaned.
"Okay, I'm hanging up now before you start waxing poetic about his dick or whatever."
Derek rolled his eyes. "I'll talk to you later."
"You can call me anytime. You know that, right?"
"Yeah," he said, closing his eyes. "Yeah, I know."
"Love you, baby bro."
For once, he chose not to object to her choice of baby instead of younger.
"Love you too."
After two beers, Stiles seemed a fair bit more relaxed by the time they got on the plane for the short flight over to Kauai. Derek was too, after he managed to successfully push Laura's words out of his head, and especially after Stiles laid his hoodie across their laps and held his hand for the entire flight. The Lihue Airport was tiny, probably fewer than 10 gates, and as they walked out, they passed many people receiving leis from workers in airport uniforms. "So how many getting laid jokes do you think they hear?" Stiles asked under his breath, and Derek snorted.
"Way too many, I'm sure."
"Sorry I didn't get you a lay," he said, brushing their hands together for just a second, and Derek grinned.
"I mean, I'd rather just get laid."
Stiles rolled his eyes theatrically.
"That was awful. I'm embarrassed to even be seen with you."
"Liar," Derek said in a sing-song voice, and Stiles smirked. There was a collection of bored-looking drivers holding signs in the baggage claim area, and Derek scanned his eyes for either of their names.
Are we getting picked up?
Nope, Stiles said, looking up at the airport signs before he strode off across the street towards what looked like the collection of rental car kiosks. Derek followed at a much more leisurely pace and hung back as Stiles talked to a young Hawaiian woman at the Hertz desk. After only one wrong turn, they found their black Jetta and tossed their bags in the back seat.
Do you know where you're going?
Derek asked, a little impressed, as Stiles made a confident left turn out of the rental car complex.
Yep. Memorize the directions.
So you're still not going to tell me where our hotel is? He guessed, and Stiles snorted.
You got it, he said, leaning forward to peer at a road sign.
Derek sighed and settled into the passenger seat to enjoy the scenery. Even though it was mostly dark outside, just past twilight, he could make out the lush greenery and the dark lumps on the horizon that he assumed were mountains. It was pretty, that was for sure. Stiles had to pull over once at the sound of sirens, like a good sheriff's son, and they waited as a black Camaro flew past with its lights flashing.
Aw, does that make you miss your car? He asked as he pulled back into traffic, and Derek laughed.
I've definitely never driven mine that fast.
They drove for maybe half an hour or so before Stiles turned onto an increasingly smaller and windier set of roads. They stopped at a gate, and before Derek could ask if they were lost, Stiles was rolling down the window and entering a code into the keypad. The gate slid open, and Derek's eyebrows lifted right along with it.
Where the hell are we?
He asked, craning his neck to look at the giant houses that they were passing.
Going to our hotel, Stiles said, one corner of his mouth quirking up.
So it's not a hotel,
Derek said flatly, and Stiles laughed. Yeah, not so much. Stiles leaned over Derek to check the house number, then pulled into a long gravel driveway. He shifted the car into park, and Derek's jaw dropped.
Holy shit, you got us a house!
Just for the week, unfortunately, he said, as he unfolded himself from the seat, stretching. Nice, huh? Derek shook his head, a little dumbfounded. Nice was an understatement. The house wasn't huge, but it was modern and clearly upscale. Clean lines with stone and lots of wood, and from the faint crashing sound he could hear, he was guessing that the ocean was just on the other side.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Let's go in, Stiles said, his voice muffled as he ducked into the back seat. I want to see if it lives up to the pictures. Derek snorted as soon as they stepped inside.
I'd fucking say so.
The house was low slung, long and narrow, to embrace the oceanfront aspect as much as possible. The floor plan was open, with a spacious kitchen, separated from the living room by a narrow island. The furnishings were elegant but simple, allowing the main feature to be the entire wall of windows that overlooked the ocean. This is awesome, Stiles said, laughing as he dropped his bags behind the comfy-looking sectional and fiddled with the French doors that led outside. Deck was too pedestrian-sounding for the outdoor area, with its stone floors, overstuffed armchairs, shiny grill, and...
Holy shit, there's a pool, Derek blurted out.
You know, for when we get tired of the ocean, Stiles said flippantly, and Derek laughed.
This is unbelievable.
So I did good?
Yeah,
Derek said, raising his voice a little to be heard over the waves, which were crashing on their narrow strip of beach just down the small hill from the house.
Yeah, you did great.
Good, Stiles murmured. He stepped closer to Derek and drew him in to a lazy kiss. He leaned back after a minute, but Derek hooked his arm around his waist and pulled him back in. Stiles laughed into the kiss and draped his arms over Derek's shoulders.
You want to go check out the upstairs? He asked, after he finally let Stiles go.
They traipsed up the dark metal stairs and poked their heads into a couple rooms before they stumbled on the master bedroom.
Yep, Stiles said with a low whistle. This is pretty sweet.
Derek had to agree. There was a big, offensively fluffy bed that faced, what else,
a wide swath of windows that showed off what was surely an amazing view. He stepped out onto the long attached patio and took a deep breath, smiling faintly as he inhaled the beachy air. Stiles came up behind him, caging him in against the railing. "I'm sorry it's dark," he said. He sounded a little disappointed as he dropped a kiss on the back of Derek's neck. "I wish you could see the view."
"I like what I can see," he said, turning around to leer at Stiles, who rolled his eyes with a little huff. "And we'll see the rest tomorrow."
Derek dropped to his knees in one quick motion and tugged playfully at Stiles' waistband. "What are you doing?" Stiles asked, laughing. He shifted back to give Derek a little more room, though, and slid his fingers into his hair.
"What does it look like I'm doing?" he asked,
undoing the button on Stiles' jeans and pulling down the zipper. "But I've been traveling all day," Stiles said, the protest sounding weak as his grip tightened on Derek's hair. "I probably smell like airplane."
"Don't care. We have to kick off our vacation somehow."
"With blowjobs?" he said, his voice sliding into a higher pitch as Derek mouthed at the cotton-covered bulge that was steadily getting bigger under his attentions.
"I approve of this plan. And as a thank you for finding this house. And to help you relax."
"You expect me to relax?" he asked. He sucked in a breath when Derek tugged his boxers down and took the head of his dick into his mouth.
"Uh-huh,"
he pulled off to say after a minute, sliding his hand over the spit-slick skin.
"Just look at the ocean and relax."
"I'd rather look at you," he said, as he pushed Derek's hair back off his forehead. "You're prettier than the ocean."
"Shut up," he mumbled, and Stiles laughed.
His laugh twisted off into a moan when Derek got back to work, and not too much longer after that, he was clutching at Derek's shoulders and leaning over as he came. Panting, Stiles held onto the railing with one hand while he half-heartedly tugged up his boxers with the other. Derek stood up, grimacing as the motion pulled at his mostly numb knees, and Stiles grabbed his hand. "Your turn," he said, still flatteringly out of breath, as he pushed Derek down into one of the cushy outdoor chaises and clambered on top of him, kissing him with unbridled enthusiasm. Derek smiled as he held Stiles' head in his hands and slowed it down a little. Stiles pulled away after one last biting suck to his lower lip. "Take off your shirt," he mumbled against the skin of Derek's neck before biting down hard enough to make Derek's dick twitch in his pants. He obeyed, trying to tug it off without dislodging Stiles. It wasn't that cold outside, maybe 70 and breezy, but Derek shivered anyway, more so when Stiles ran a hand over his stomach with a light touch. He paid copious attention to Derek's nipples, biting and sucking gently and going back and forth until Derek was shamelessly thrusting up against him.
"Come on," he muttered,
and Stiles laughed, finally letting go with one last lick. He moved back in between Derek's legs and proceeded to thoroughly return the favor, faster and sloppier than he usually was. Whatever it was, it worked for Derek, and he came with a shuddering rush, his knees twitching against Stiles' sides. Stiles tucked him carefully back into his boxers and clambered up his body, collapsing on top of him, and Derek let out a little oof and rearranged him so that none of his vital organs were getting crushed.
"Happy vacation,"
Stiles said, his voice hoarse, and Derek kissed the top of his head.
"Happy vacation indeed."
Derek woke up with a jerk at the sound of Stiles' plaintive cry.
"What?"
he asked, without opening his eyes. The bed was empty, he could tell, and he was grumpy that he had to wake up without Stiles' weight on top of him. He cleared his throat.
Why aren't you in bed? Why are you making noise?"
A dramatic sigh came from somewhere near the wall of windows. "Because it's raining!" Derek finally pried his eyes open, blinking a few times until he could focus on Stiles' naked form plastered against the floor-to-ceiling window. Sure enough, it was overcast and dreary, buckets of rain dumping down. Styles's pouty face was cute, though, when he turned to look at him over his shoulder, and Derek held out an arm, wiggling his fingers.
"Come back, I'm cold."
"You're such a cuddle hog," Styles said, but he turned away from the window, jumping on Derek's legs before he wormed his way under the covers again and wrapped his arms around Derek's back.
"Your insults don't bother me,"
Derek mumbled. His eyes were already closed again, and he burrowed into Styles's warmth. He'd always found the sound of rain soothing, and he listened to the staccato splatter against the windows as he tried to sink back into his drifty haze.
"It's raining," Styles said again, fidgeting.
Derek sighed. He clearly wasn't going back to sleep anytime soon.
"I can see that. Did you check the forecast?"
Styles groaned, a rumbling noise that Derek could feel vibrate between their bodies.
"Yeah, it's supposed to rain all day, but that's it. Looks clear for the rest of the week."
"Good. Glad we spent so much time outside yesterday then," he said, and Styles hummed happily. They'd spent most of their first full day exploring the property and spending time on the beach. The house came with a whole shed full of equipment for every possible water sport, including surfboards. But their little beach didn't have any real waves. The paddleboards were fun, though, especially when Derek learned that his sense of balance was far better than Styles's. Thoughts of sand had killed any real desire for sex on the beach, but the house had a gorgeous outdoor shower, complete with a rugged stone wall, rain shower head, and a canopy of greenery overhead that had served their purposes nicely. Styles had a bit of a thing for having sex outside, it turned out, and Derek didn't really care either way as long as no one could see them.
"What do you want to do now?" Styles said lowly, walking his fingers up the bare skin of Derek's chest.
Derek opened his mouth to make a salacious suggestion, but he was cut off by Styles' stomach grumbling loudly. He laughed instead, and Styles groaned, pressing his face into Derek's shoulder.
"We're having breakfast, clearly," Derek said. "Come on."
He climbed out of bed, neatly rolling out of the way of Styles' grabby hands. He pulled on boxers and, after a little deliberation, a thin, long-sleeved t-shirt. It felt like the rain had dropped the temperature in the house. The bottom floor had so many windows that it almost felt like they were in the rainstorm, and Derek avoided turning on any lights. He liked the soft, gray light of the storm, although they obviously came to Hawaii for a beachy, sunny vacation. He couldn't deny the coziness of being shut inside the house with Styles. Styles, who came into the kitchen a minute later with an adorably disgruntled look on his face.
"Can't believe my stomach cock-blocked me like that," he muttered, and Derek gave his ass a little slap as he reached up for the coffee mugs.
He squeaked in surprise and fell against the cabinet.
"Don't treat me like we're in a locker room."
"Believe me, I don't," he said with a snort as he dug in the fridge for the yogurt. Styles had arranged for the house to be stocked with food, stuff for simple meals or that they could toss on the grill, and it was incredibly convenient. Styles slid a bowl in front of him, and Derek handed over the yogurt when he was done, accepting the offered box of granola in return. Styles poured each of them a cup of coffee while Derek sliced a banana into both of their bowls, and they ate in relative silence, leaning against the island and watching the sheets of rain pass over the ocean.
"What do you want to do today, since we're housebound, apparently?"
"Have sex," he declared, and Styles laughed.
"I sort of figured that would be on the agenda. Any special requests?"
Derek waited until Styles took a bite of his yogurt before he spoke.
"Yeah, I want you to fuck me."
Styles promptly choked, spraying a few drops of yogurt onto the island, and Derek smirked a little as he reached for a paper towel to wipe it up.
"You did that on purpose, didn't you?" Styles asked, after coughing a few times, and Derek shrugged.
"Well, that kind of came out of nowhere." Frowning, Derek immediately went on the defensive. What the hell does that mean? Do you not want to?
Styles lifted his eyebrows at the aggressive tone, and Derek deflated. He was a little nervous about this. Sue him.
No, Styles said, exaggeratedly slow.
That's not what I said. I was just making an observation. You haven't brought it up as something that you wanted to do.
Not explicitly, maybe, Derek admitted. He'd definitely thought about it, though. But I am now.
So you want to, he repeated. Sometimes the mention of sex made Styles think a little slow. And Derek shrugged again.
I want to try. Won't know unless I give it a shot.
Wow, way to be enthusiastic, he said, laughing. And Derek flicked a piece of granola at him. Styles just plucked it off his shirt and popped it into his mouth.
Very funny.
You know you don't have to, though, right? Styles asked, his voice sobering into a more serious tone.
Yeah, I know, he said lightly, paying more attention than necessary to scraping down the side of his bowl. But I want to. Do you?
Styles' eyes widened, and Derek tensed. Styles had told him a little while ago that he went both ways, but he wasn't sure how true that was. Maybe only with certain people?
Yes, Styles said, though, his face almost painfully earnest. Fuck yes. Si, oui. I would say it in other languages if I knew any more.
Derek laughed as some of the tension seeped out of his shoulders.
Okay, I get it.
Derek was ready to just go ahead and get going. But Styles made him wait for it, like the dick that he was.
I'm not in the mood yet.
Yeah, right. Kinda hard to believe that one, not with the smug grin plastered on Styles' face like he knew exactly what he was doing. So he waited. While they finished breakfast, and while they read the newspaper, and did the crossword, and while they even played a game of Scrabble, of all fucking things, with Derek getting antsier all the while. Until Styles finally stretched his arms over his head and said, all nonchalant-like, I guess I can fuck you now. Like, if you want. Derek practically carried him up the stairs. Practically being the key word there, because he wasn't interested in breaking any bones when he was so close to ending this blessed torture. And tossed him on the bed, where he landed with a bounce, laughing.
Okay,
Styles said, stretching luxuriously with a lazy grin.
I believe that you want to.
Derek snorted, straddling Styles' body on his knees and tugging his shirt off his head.
I'm not sure I believe that you want to.
Somehow, Styles got the drop on Derek and managed to sweep his legs out from underneath him, twisting him and tackling him down stomach first onto the bed. There was rustling, then Styles' weight was on top of him, pressing him down.
Are you fucking serious right now? He said, his voice already hoarse. I've been hard for like 3 hours. I'm pretty sure my dick is gonna fall off.
Derek closed his eyes, shuddering a little as Styles' dick, bare now, rubbed against his ass through his boxers.
Then why, he gritted out, did you wait so goddamn long?
I wanted to give you time to back out.
I'm not going to,
he insisted, thrusting up against Styles' weight as much as he could in his position.
Come on, please.
Oh, Jesus, fuck, Styles gasped, pressing Derek down with a firm hand on the small of his back. He quickly stripped off the boxers and tossed them away.
Just stay there. Don't move.
Derek heard the snap of the lube bottle, and then Styles' cool, slick fingers were nudging at him. It wasn't as weird as Derek had been expecting. Well, weird wasn't the right word, probably. But it was less of a shock than he had thought. It wasn't unusual for Styles to use a finger or two during a blowjob, and Derek certainly enjoyed it. But it seemed different when it was just a step along the way and not the main event. Styles worked up to 3 fingers, working them in and out slowly and twisting, God, until Derek was writhing. Pretty sure he was going to die before Styles' dick was even in him.
I'm ready, he snapped, a little irritated, but Styles just laughed.
He pulled out,
And just when Derek relaxed with the knowledge that it was finally happening, Stiles' fingers were sliding back in, gliding easily with a fresh coat of lube. Derek groaned, and Stiles laughed again. He made a mental note to ruin Stiles the next time they did this the other way. Just trust me, okay?
I do trust you, Derek said mulishly, mostly into the pillow. I'd trust you more if you actually fucked me sometime today.
All right, fine, he said, slipping his fingers out with a little crook that made Derek keen. You want to stay like that? Derek shook his head and flipped onto his back, spreading his legs around Stiles.
Do it this way.
You sure? Stiles asked, tilting his head in question, even as his eyes widened. It can be kind of uncomfortable to hold that position. Derek rolled his eyes.
You're going to want to take back all those times you made fun of me for doing yoga.
Okay, Stiles said as he stuffed a pillow underneath Derek's ass, his voice mostly a squeak. Stiles hitched Derek's legs up and around him, put on a condom.
Just trust me, Derek.
And dear God, finally, just slid on in. He froze about halfway, and Derek did too, his body trying to figure out how to react to the foreign feeling.
Are you okay?
Stiles asked, biting his lip with what looked like pain if Derek didn't know any better. It felt weird. Weird as fuck. But he couldn't imagine anything really hurting, not with the truly copious amount of lube that Stiles had used. There was pressure, sure, but it wasn't unpleasant. Instead, just on the edge of uncomfortable.
Yes, he said finally. You can, keep going.
Stiles slid all the way in with one smooth motion, as if he was just waiting for the cue, and holy fuck, it felt like Stiles was in his fucking throat. He sucked in a breath desperately, and Stiles matched it, his fingers clenching and unclenching in the sheets next to Derek's shoulders, and his breath hot on Derek's face. He craned his neck up, clumsily reaching for Stiles' lips, and Stiles exhaled gratefully as he ducked down to meet them. The familiarity of Stiles' kisses was enough to calm him, and Stiles must have felt it too, because he sighed. Oh my God, he mumbled, biting at Derek's lower lip one last time before pulling back. You feel so amazing, you have no idea. Derek gulped, trying to stay relaxed. He knew all that meditating would come in handy someday.
You can move. I'm good.
Stiles was good, unsurprisingly, with steady strokes that seemed to perfectly sense what Derek could take in terms of speed and strength. It morphed from uncomfortable to pretty decent to really fucking good until Derek was thrusting back against Stiles, locking his hands in his hair and holding him down for sloppy, desperate kisses. Each thrust lit him up from the inside, a shivery spark as Stiles glided in and out, and Derek had to worm his hand between them to strip his dick furiously. He came, even, while Stiles was still hard inside him, which didn't happen very often when they did it the other way around. It felt different this way, like the normal sparks and shocks when he came were redirected and ricocheting around his body in a different pattern than usual. It was heady and drawn out, and when he resurfaced from the fog, Stiles was gasping into his neck, hopefully not just because Derek's thighs had him in a vice grip. Fuck, Derek, fuck, he muttered. Jesus Christ.
Are you close?
Derek managed to say, as his orgasm receded further and farther away, like the tides clinging to the sand. He was starting to feel overstimulated and tingly in a not-so-great way. He gave an experimental little clench, and Stiles let out a literal sob in lieu of a response, clutching Derek's bicep hard as he jerked forward in a few rabbit-quick off-rhythm thrusts. His eyes were clenched shut, his face contorted into a painful-looking grimace, and he was the most beautiful goddamn thing Derek had ever seen. Stiles shuddered a few more times as he came down, slumped over Derek like a dead weight. "Holy shit," he said after a minute, lifting his head to look down at Derek with heavy-lidded eyes. Derek hummed in agreement. "Yeah, I'd do that again." Stiles laughed, and the movement seemed to remind him that he was still buried deep, his face twisting in apology. "Sorry, sorry," he whispered as he pulled out, and Derek winced. "Yeah, that didn't feel great." Stiles stumbled off the bed, grabbing onto the headboard for balance, and Derek stretched his legs out gratefully. He flexed his feet and cataloged the pain. A little strange and empty feeling, which would likely fade into soreness, but overall not too bad. Stiles staggered back out of the bathroom, a washcloth in his hands and a dopey, slack smile on his face. He wiped off Derek's stomach first, slow and careful, then hooked a hand under Derek's hip and gently turned him over onto his stomach. Derek braced himself for the touch, everything feeling red and hot and throbbing, but the cloth was warm and damp and somewhat soothing. Stiles dropped a quick kiss to the curve of his ass and slid his hand all the way from Derek's hip up his back and into his hair. "Nap time," Derek murmured, pushing up into the soothing touch. Stiles laughed and said something in response, he was pretty sure, but Derek was asleep before he could process what it was. The shrill ringing of a cell phone startled Derek from a deep sleep, and he grimaced as he blinked his eyes open. The room was cool and dark, courtesy of the drawn shades, and he was as cozy and as comfortable as he'd been in recent memory. There was no way in hell he was moving. Stiles just groaned and ducked further under the duvet, tightening his grip around Derek's waist. "Shh, go back to sleep," Derek whispered, drawing his nose through Stiles' hair. "Just ignore it." The ringing only stopped for about half a second before starting up again, and then it was Derek's turn to groan. He fumbled around on the nightstand, knocking over the bottle of lube. He really hoped the lid was on, before finally grasping his phone. It was Jake, his agent, and Derek frowned again. This couldn't be anything good, not this early in the morning, when he knew Derek was on vacation. Derek carefully extricated himself from Stiles' grip, ignoring the plaintive whimper, and rolled over. He groaned silently as his muscles protested. They'd spent most of yesterday at a nearby beach, and he was sore all over from a full day of surfing and swimming and other things. The phone was still ringing, and Derek tiptoed into the bathroom before he answered it. "Hello," he murmured, clearing his throat. He flipped the light on as soon as the door closed behind him, and he winced, slamming his eyes shut at the sudden brightness.
"Hey, Derek, it's Jake,"
he said, sounding as chipper as ever.
"Sorry I woke you."
"It's fine," he said, coughing again. "What's up?"
"I have some really big news for you. Are you ready?"
Suddenly awake, Derek bit his lip. He couldn't have been sent down to the minors or anything, right? That didn't make sense. He'd had a pretty good season. Oh, God. What if he got traded? That was probably it. Not being based in L.A. would make it so much harder to see Stiles. And he'd miss Boyd and Erica and Patty and...
"Derek, you still there?"
"Yeah," he rasped, running a hand through his hair and tugging at it a little. "Tell me."
"You won the Cy Young."
Derek caught sight of his reflection in the mirror and blinked, dark spots still dancing in his vision as he stared at himself. Pillow creases on his cheek, his hair standing up in every direction. This had to be a dream, right? The Cy Young. Derek had been dreaming of that since he was a kid. Since he was a freshman in high school, actually. When he decided that come hell or high water, he was going to become a pitcher in the big leagues. Since then, he literally could only dream of winning the most coveted pitching honor, awarded each year to the best pitcher in each league.
"Derek?"
"Yeah, sorry," he said, a little too loudly as he raked a hand through his hair again. Oh my God, are you serious? Jake laughed.
I sure am. And it wasn't even that close. You came in first by a comfortable margin in the votes.
Wow, he said, dragging his hand over his mouth. Holy shit.
Yeah,
Jake said, still laughing.
Congratulations, man. You're on vacation, right?
Derek nodded dumbly. That's right. Still for a few more days. What do I have to do? Is it public yet?
No, not yet.
Jake said, smoothly shifting back into his professional tone.
The names will be released sometime later today. There will be a lot of media stuff, obviously, but we can push most of it off till you get back. ESPN or something might want you for a live phone interview, though. Would that be possible?
Sure, Derek said, still staring at himself in the mirror. Jake's words weren't really registering, but he could deal with all that shit later.
Great,
he said, already sounding distracted.
Just stay near your phone, okay? And again, congratulations, Derek. What an honor.
Yeah, thanks, he managed to say before hanging up the phone. Derek blew out a breath. His life had just completely changed. But somehow, besides his heart hammering away in his chest, he didn't feel any different. Holy shit, he whispered, bending over the sink, clutching the marble counters until his knuckles turned white. You just won the Cy Young. And now you're talking to yourself. Great. He pinched himself even, to make completely sure that this wasn't a dream. But all he got was a stinging red mark on the inside of his forearm. He splashed some cold water on his face, then patted it dry and exhaled noisily, unsure whether he wanted to scream or cry or laugh. Halfway convinced that this might actually be real, he turned off the light and led himself back into the bedroom, blinking rapidly as his eyes readjusted to the darkness. He made his way carefully back over to the bed and flipped on the soft light on the nightstand.
What's up, babe?
Stiles slurred, his face mostly buried in the pillow. Who's on the phone? It was Jake, he said, and Stiles unearthed one hand from under the sheets to make a go-on motion. Yeah, and... Derek smiled.
And I won the Cy Young.
Stiles froze, then flipped over onto his back. You won the Cy Young, he repeated, his eyes wide, and Derek nodded.
Yeah.
Stiles sat bolt upright and scrubbed both hands down his face.
You, Derek Hale, won the fucking Cy Young.
Yes.
Are you serious?
He shouted. Derek's body had apparently chosen to react by laughing. He was bent over the bed, practically shaking with it, and somehow managed to emit a, yeah.
Oh my God, Stiles said, biting his lip. I don't even know how to react right now, honestly.
Yeah, tell me about it. Stiles laughed delightedly and yanked Derek down into the bed, wrapping his arms around him. I am so, so, so proud of you, he said, whispering the words into Derek's neck. You know that, right? Derek nodded, his eyes suddenly burning, and he had to take a couple deep breaths before he could say anything.
Couldn't have done it without you.
That's such bullshit, Stiles said, laughing even as his own voice sounded a little thick.
I'm serious, he protested. But Stiles just scoffed and tugged Derek over, so they were both on their sides, facing each other.
They laid there for a little while, lazily making out and talking about nothing, while the bedroom slowly filled with the hazy light of dawn. Derek tried to fall back asleep, but he was too keyed up. Stiles was too, and kept bursting into peals of hysterical laughter that would then set Derek off until they were giggling like little kids, wiping tears from their eyes.
Oh, God, Stiles said, groaning as he pressed the heels of his hands against his eyes.
I cannot believe that you won. Were you even thinking about it?
Not at all, Derek said honestly,
I didn't really keep up with the stats of the other guys. I had no idea how I was doing in relation to them. I didn't even know they were announcing it today.
Well, it's well deserved, Styles said, pressing their lips together with a smack. They kissed for a minute, until Derek broke away and braced his forehead against Styles's.
But what if I hit my peak too early? He whispered, loath to give voice to the pernicious idea that had been snaking around in his head ever since Jake told him that he'd won. What if this is it?
Styles made a displeased noise and rolled over on top of him.
Stop it, he said sternly, holding Derek's head between his huge hands and looking down at him.
One, you are not allowed to be negative today. Actually enjoy this for a little while, please. And two, that's ridiculous. You're going to win at least one more of these in your career. I guarantee it.
Oh, do you now?
Yep, Styles said loftily. He slid off Derek and wriggled so that he was flat on his back, his arms and legs spread. And now I clearly have to distract you. Your choice, obviously. Anything you want. Sex me up, dude.
He winked, and Derek was laughing, even as he pushed up on one arm and threw a leg over Styles' waist to straddle him. Anything?
Mm-hmm, Styles hummed, nodding as he drew one thumb down the line of Derek's hip. Winner's choice.
Interesting, Derek murmured, inching forward on his knees. Tilt your head up some more. ESPN wants to do a quick phone interview, Derek reported, tossing his phone down onto the chaise next to Styles. Live on SportsCenter, in about an hour.
Cool, Styles said, lowering his book and looking up at Derek from behind his sunglasses. Is the news out yet?
Derek shrugged. I haven't gotten calls from anyone, so I'm guessing not.
Your mom's gonna freak, Styles said, laughing. And Derek smiled.
Yeah, she is.
Take off your shirt and sit, he said, gesturing absently as he looked back down at his book. Give you a chance to even out that farmer's tan of yours. Derek rolled his eyes as he stripped off his shirt, curling up on the wide lounger and resting his head in Styles' lap. He dozed for a little while, lulled to sleep from the sunshine and from Styles' hand in his hair. Crashing waves probably wasn't the best backdrop for a televised phone interview, so they rinsed off quickly in the outdoor shower and went back inside. Derek very much wanted to continue his nap after this obligation, so he just indulged the vacation mindset and climbed into bed with Styles to do the call. At exactly the specified time, his phone rang. Hello?
Hi, Derek. This is Jamel Hill. Congratulations.
Hi, Jamel. Thank you, he said, smiling at Styles.
We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us for a few minutes today. I'm sure it's been busy.
Of course.
We'll be on in about 90 seconds, okay? Just stay on the line.
Derek nodded, even though she couldn't see him, and he listened to the hustle and bustle on the other end of the line. He heard a faint countdown, and then Jamel's voice came back, louder than before.
We're on the phone live now with Derek Hale, who was just announced as the National League winner of the Cy Young Award. Congratulations, Derek.
Thank you, he said, unable to hold back his smile. This is such an honor. It was a really strong group of arms this year in the NL, so I was not expecting this at all.
You seem to really click with Tim Patterson, who was new to the Dodgers this season, and caught each of your starts. Do you think that had an impact on your success?
Oh, absolutely. Patty is a true master of the game, and I felt really lucky to have been able to soak up some of his knowledge. Much of this award belongs to him, definitely.
And how did you find out this morning?
I was asleep, actually, when my agent called, he admitted, and Jamel laughed.
Good for you. Enjoying the off-season, then, I presume?
Derek hesitated. He looked over at Styles, who was lounging back on his elbows, his eyes bright as he looked up at Derek with a faint smile on his face.
Yes, he said eventually. I'm on vacation, actually. with my boyfriend. There was silence on the other end of the phone. Styles shot up to a seated position, eyes wild, and nearly dislodged Derek in the process. "What the fuck?" he mouthed, both hands going up to his face. And Derek clenched his eyes shut and tried to take a breath. It wasn't the easiest. Not when it felt like there was a steel belt around his chest.
"If I'm not mistaken,"
Jamal said finally,
"you just became the first openly non-heterosexual active player in Major League Baseball. Are you prepared to comment on the historical nature of your actions?"
Derek, in fact, was not. Somehow, he managed to hold in the burst of hysterical laughter that wanted to bubble out of him.
"I'm sure that many people, including myself, will have a lot more to say about that in the coming days," he said calmly. How the hell his voice was so steady, he had no idea. "All I can do now is thank everyone who supported me this season. My teammates and coaches, the entire Dodgers organization, my agent, my friends, and my family, which includes my wonderful partner."
"Wow,"
Jamal said, still sounding a little stunned.
"Well, let me be the first of many, I'm sure, to commend you for your courage. Congratulations, Derek."
"Thank you." Derek wasn't sure whether he was supposed to stay on the line or not, but he hung up. His phone started buzzing again immediately, but he ignored it and twisted to face Styles. His eyes were still wide, and he looked about 2 seconds away from either jumping up and down or passing out. "Holy shit," he said, reaching his hand out toward Derek before he seemed to think twice and pulled it back. He was completely still, as if Derek was some kind of easily spooked animal. Considering his rapid heartbeat and labored breathing, it probably wasn't so far off the mark. So was that like a slip of the tongue, or... Derek shook his head.
"No,"
he said. His voice came out shakier than he'd prefer, so he cleared his throat and tried again.
"No. I meant to say it. I mean, I didn't know I was going to say it until about half a second before I actually did, but yeah, it wasn't an accident."
"And do you regret it?" Styles asked gingerly, and Derek didn't even have to think about it.
"No."
"Oh my god," Styles said, falling back against the pillows and covering his face with his hands. "This is too many emotions for one day." Derek stared at his phone, still vibrating away, and it started to sink in what he just did. There were guys who had come out after they retired, and there was Michael Sam and Jason Collins, but no man had ever come out while they were an active player in one of the 4 major U.S. sports.
Holy shit.
He must have started to hyperventilate or something, because the next thing he knew, Styles had him wrapped in his arms and was making comforting noises in his ear. "Shh," Styles said soothingly, running a hand up and down his back and kissing his bare shoulder. "It's gonna be fine, dear, I promise."
"Oh my god,"
he said again, and Styles squeezed him tighter. "I love you so fucking much, and I'm so proud of you. Come here." He pulled Derek down bodily until he was slumped over Styles, and Styles wrapped a leg around his thigh, holding him steady. Derek heaved a shaky breath and pressed his forehead to Styles' neck.
"I should have asked you first," he mumbled against Styles' collarbone. "I'm so sorry."
Hey, it's fine," he said, tracing his thumb over the shell of Derek's ear. "I'm out, anyway, and it's not like you mentioned me by name." Derek winced.
"I want to do that part, too. How do we do that?"
"We can worry about that later. Just lay here for a second and breathe. Come on, listen to my breath and match it." Derek tried to obey, inhaling shakily and trying to match the rhythm of Styles' chest under his arm. After about 12 breaths, the black spots had receded from his vision. "There you go. That's better. Do you want a Xanax?" The thought was tempting, but Derek shook his head. No, not right now, anyway. Maybe later if I can't calm down.
What do you want to do?
I want to not deal with that right now, he said, jerking his chin at his phone. The damn thing still hadn't stopped vibrating. He knew he needed to deal with all the calls. Parker and Jake and Erica and Laura and his mom, he was sure, among others, probably. But he really just wanted to be alone with Stiles for a little while and let this settle in.
You got it, Stiles said, reaching for the phone and swiftly turning it off. I'm gonna text Laura and Erica, though, okay? Just to tell them that you're fine, because they're probably freaking out, and they can tell everyone else.
Derek nodded against the now damp skin of Stiles' neck. He could only imagine what the sports headlines looked like right now, and how much everyone was freaking out. The Dodgers were probably a little pissed at him for the lack of notice, but nonetheless hard at work, he assumed, circulating the prepared statements and press releases. Oh God, he needed to breathe again.
Derek leaned his elbows against the deck railing and watched the waves for a little while, tracking the endless in and out until the steady rhythm made him a little dizzy. The waves crashed, and the world just kept on turning, no matter what. Normally, those big-picture-type thoughts made him uncomfortable, but it was helpful right now. The vast, vast majority of people in the world didn't give a shit that he just came out. Oh, fuck, he just came out. Derek sucked in a deep breath and let it out slowly as he hung his head down between his arms. It had been a couple of hours, but clearly it still hadn't fully sunk in. He was still operating in radio silence, which was helpful, and Stiles had barely let him out of his sight. Speaking of, Stiles padded out onto the deck and leaned his back against the railing, his hands stuffed in his pockets and his shoulders scrunched up around his ears. Derek frowned.
What's wrong?
Stiles wet his lower lip with his tongue and then tugged it between his teeth. Just feeling enormously guilty.
Why are you feeling guilty?
He asked, aghast. And Stiles shrugged, looking down at the stone floors. Yeah, it's silly, I know. But if you hadn't met me, maybe none of this would have happened. You wouldn't have to be going through this. Derek huffed and snagged Stiles' shirt in his fist, using it to tug him closer.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true, he said mulishly, and Derek tucked both hands against the small of his back under his shirt.
Stop it, he said lowly. I mean, sure. In an ideal world, it would be great if a lot of people weren't talking about my sex life right now. But believe me, it's worth it.
You can't just say that, Stiles said plaintively, tipping forward to rest his forehead against Derek's shoulder.
I think I can, and I just did.
Stiles sighed. I love you. And I know I've said this about 5 times, but I'm really sorry that you have to go through this.
I feel guilty, too, Derek admitted,
and Stiles hummed a little, nudging his cheek with his nose. Why?
And also embarrassed,
he continued, and Stiles frowned as he pulled back a few inches.
Embarrassed about what? Not you, he hurried to say, grimacing, that I had to do it that way.
Do it what way? Derek sighed, twisting his fingers together.
I had been really conflicted about when to come out. I know I should have been thinking about all the kids who are going to be impacted by this, or about all the shit that I'm going to get from everyone, but I wasn't.
Then what were you worried about? Derek worked his jaw and stared out at the ocean again.
I was worried about my career, he admitted, which is selfish.
Stiles' frown deepened. What do you mean?
I have spent my entire life working to be a professional baseball player. And with this,
Derek trailed off, shaking his head.
Everything I'd ever worked for was going to be overshadowed forever, for my entire career, by this one little thing, the gender of the person that I'm in a relationship with. Styles nodded slowly, comprehension dawning over his face. But you won the Cy Young. Derek nodded, his face set in a grim line. But I won the Cy Young. So at least I'll be known as the Cy Young winning gay guy, he said weakly. Is that why you came out the way you did? Styles asked softly, his hand curling around the meat of Derek's forearm. He grimaced, but nodded.
Yeah. I didn't plan to, but I was so relieved, and it just came out. I wish I were stronger, he admitted. I wish I could have come out in a way that was separate from this, that was actually planned out. That would have been better.
Hey, Styles chided him gently. There's no better way to come out. It was perfect exactly the way you did it. Derek let Styles wrap him up in a hug and tried to believe him. Nothing he could change about it now, anyway.
Okay, he said with a sigh. I should probably stop avoiding people now.
Styles laughed and led him upstairs, where Derek's phone was still hidden in the bedsheets. It buzzed for nearly a full minute after he finally turned it back on, and when he looked over at it, it showed notifications for over 50 texts. He grimaced.
Could you look at them for me first? He asked,
his cheeks flushing at the embarrassment of such a dumb request.
I just don't think I could handle seeing anything bad right now.
Of course, Styles said easily, plucking the phone out of his hand. He started scrolling, and Derek sighed, draping his arm over his face. He wasn't worried about messages from the people close to him, of course. But he had a lot of contacts in his phone, old teammates and various acquaintances and such, who might not be so supportive.
You're all good, Styles said, smiling down at him. Nothing negative.
Derek exhaled.
Really?
Styles nodded. Lots of congrats for the Cy Young. You should probably call your mom, though. It looks like she really wants to talk to you. Derek bit his lip, scrolling through a few of his messages. Their Dodgers team thread was full of positivity. That was nice. Before he called his mom, who answered on the second ring.
Oh, Derek, honey, are you okay?
Yeah, Mom, he said softly. Yeah, I'm fine. What about you?
Yes, everything's fine,
she said, her voice thick like she'd been crying recently.
I'm just so, so proud of you, sweetie. For everything.
Derek clenched his eyes shut and had to swallow twice before he could speak.
Thanks, Mom.
Your dad would be so proud of you too, Derek,
she said, barely able to get the words out before she broke off into sobs.
I know he is, right now.
Derek just nodded, silent as a hot tear dripped off his cheek onto the pillow. He didn't really believe in that people who had passed were looking down on them or whatever. But he had to admit that it was a soothing thought right about now. His mom covered the phone as she blew her nose, and she sounded better when she came back.
Everything I've seen has been very positive,
she said.
But you ignore any assholes who think differently, okay?
That was her tough-as-nails lawyer voice, and Derek laughed.
Okay, I'll try.
They talked for a few minutes, and Derek felt lighter when he hung up. My dad says congratulations, Styles reported, looking down at his own phone. And if anyone's mean to you, he said he's fully prepared to commit the entire Beacon Hills Sheriff's Office to the cause. Derek laughed.
Good to know.
And everyone's talking about what you said, Styles said with a frown. What are they talking about? You obviously haven't done an interview. Derek nodded.
Yeah, but I wrote a statement a while ago. I'm sure the Dodgers released it.
Like, you wrote a statement? Styles said, complete with air quotes. In that the PR people wrote it for you? Or did you actually write it?
No, I actually wrote it.
Can I read it? He asked, and Derek grimaced.
You're a professional writer.
Styles snorted. Well, tons of people have seen it now, so...
Derek made a wounded noise and pulled the covers over his head. Sorry, Stiles yelped. That was probably the wrong thing to say.
You can read it,
he said grudgingly from his spot under the covers. It was easy to find on the internet, he was sure. He stayed under there, hiding, until he heard Stiles sniffling.
Since I was 5 years old, my entire life has revolved around baseball. Through middle school, high school, and college, every aspect of my life was tailored to fit the game. And as it turns out, I tailored some other things, too. Things that shouldn't have to be changed. I came to the realization recently that being honest about who I am and who I love is more important than hiding those parts of myself to better fit the image of what people believe a baseball player to be. Because the only things you need to be a baseball player are a love of hard work, a commitment to the power of the team, and a passion for the game. No matter who you love, there's a place for you in MLB.
Derek, he said softly, pulling the covers back and looking down at him with a shaky smile. This is so great.
Yeah? He asked, swallowing. You really think so?
He'd written it pretty quickly, just in one go before he sent it off to the Dodgers at their request. And honestly, he'd anticipated a chance to revise it before they needed it. In fact, he barely remembered what he'd written. It's amazing, Stiles confirmed. And everyone else seems to think so, too. Stiles kissed him soundly. That reminded Derek of something else very important, and he wrapped his arm around the nape of Stiles' neck to keep him close.
What about us?
Stiles snorted and bumped their noses together.
What about us? Like, how can I come out with you?
Derek said awkwardly, and Stiles hummed. Can I put something on Instagram?
Sure.
Stiles grabbed his phone and started scrolling through his photo album. How about this one? He asked, tilting the screen toward Derek. It was a picture from their snorkeling adventure the day before, which by now felt like an entire lifetime ago. Their masks were on top of their heads, and they were both squinting into the sun, but they were grinning broadly with an arm over each other's shoulders. It was a good picture.
Yeah, Derek said, clearing his throat. That one's good.
He leaned against Stiles' shoulder and watched as he uploaded the photo and added a caption.
No big deal, just the NL Cy Young Award winner. I'm so proud of you, Dare. I love you.
Stiles touched the little button, and the official public proof of their relationship flew off into the world. You okay? Stiles asked, nudging his shoulder with his own. Derek was still a little freaked out. He knew that there was still a lot ahead of him to face, some of which wouldn't be pleasant. But overall, he felt lighter than he had in months.
Yeah, he said finally. Yeah, I'm good.
End of chapter 11.